Welcome. It's great to have you here with me on A Little Grace to Grow. We're going to look at Genesis chapter 49, verse 13, as we continue our series on the sons of Jacob and this prophecy or these prophecies that Jacob gave to his boys one by one. Most of the time, there was one occasion where two are mentioned together. Today we're going to talk about Zebulun. In verse 13, the Bible says, "Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon." Once again, "Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon." Let me tell you a little bit about Zebulun. Zebulun is the 10th son of Jacob. So as we're going through Genesis 49, it's obvious that God is not going in complete order. He did deal with Reuben first, and he dealt with Judah fourth. They're chronological, the first four, but Zebulun is not. He's out of order for some reason. Nevertheless, yeah. The prophecy has to do with Zebulun's location, where his descendants will dwell in Canaan land, and his occupation. Zebulun would, the people of Zebulun would dwell in the northwest corner of Canaan land. They would border the Mediterranean Sea to their west, and just above them to the north would be Zidon, the country of Zidon, which is not an Israeli country. So they were in that corner, and they were what we would call a border country of Israel. Now, a few things I want to point out here just to draw some application from this passage. The name Zebulun means dwelling or dwelling place. Now, that's significant. And the fact that Zebulun would dwell at the haven of the sea, that is, a haven is a area, an inland, or it would be a bay, as the sea meets the border of the land, it would be a inlet. The waters would be calmer inside there and a little shallower. And it was a safe place for ships to anchor down, and they would build ports at these places. And this is where ships would unload their cargo and reload. So Zebulun had this responsibility, so to speak, of what came in to the northern part of Israel and what went out, in the sense of going across the sea. So I want to share with you just a thought here. The Lord Jesus Christ is our dwelling place. And just as Zebulun is that place where it would be a haven of ships, or be known for taking in these ships and giving them safeguard. Well, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ does for you and I. He is a haven of rest for troubled souls. You see, the question I would ask you is this: do you need a place to rest your ship, to stabilize it, maybe do some repairs, unload some burdens, reload for supplies? Well, then you need to go to Zebulun. That is the dwelling place. You need to anchor down. Bring your worship. Bring your relationships. That is your marriage and your friends. And then enjoy some fellowship. This is the place where these fellow mariners could talk and could talk about life on the sea, and they had so many things in common. And when you and I get together like that, it helps us, it encourages us. We have a haven in a spiritual sense. Whenever we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're able to do that whether we're at home, on vacation, at work, we can take time and dock in that dwelling place of Jesus Christ, because he's always available and we can find safeguard there. But you know, there's also, the Lord has provided a visible place, a place where real people, his people, gather and anchor down, and that's the church. Every Wednesday night, every Sunday night, we assemble together, we anchor down, we bring our worship to the Lord, we strengthen our relationships, we enjoy our fellowship, and certainly it is a place to unload our burdens and reload ourselves spiritually. And I would encourage you to get plugged into a good church if you're not already. So once again, when I consider Zebulun and the prophecy about Zebulun, he shall dwell at the haven of the sea. I mean, he's right there for all passengers. You know, the Bible, when the Bible talks about the sea, often it is a symbolism for humanity, And he shall be for an haven of ships. Oh, come on in. All of you who are being storm-tossed, broken, beaten, come on in and anchor down. And his border shall be unto Zidon. Oh, he safeguards you from evil. You're in a secure place in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I hope these little studies are being a blessing to you.